stories. Yes, it's time for bedtime stories. So I want you to relax, pull your bed cover on, rest your head on the pillow, and enjoy. Hello, children. Welcome to another episode of Esther. I hope you are following the story. If you missed the previous episodes on Esther, kindly go back to the podcast and listen. Letters were sent all over the province about the decision to eliminate, destroy, kill all the Jews. The Jews were very sad and mournful. So also was Mordecai. He rent his clothes, tore his clothes, and put on sackcloth and cried bitterly. Now, in those days, to show that one is mournful and sorrowful, they put on sackcloth and put dust and ashes on their body. They look very, very ugly. He came before the king's gate in sackcloth. And in those days, it was unlawful for you to come to the king's palace in that kind of clothing, sackcloth. Some of Esther's maidens saw Mordecai, and they ran to tell Esther, "We have seen Mordecai at the king's gate, and he's putting on sackcloth." Esther was like, "Sackcloth?" She quickly called one of her chamberlain, Hatak, and told Hatak to go and give Mordecai some nice clothes so that he can change that sackcloth so the king doesn't meet him in that kind of clothing. When Hatak got to Mordecai, Hatak told Mordecai to change his clothes, and Mordecai said, "No way, I am not changing this clothes. I came here with my sackcloth to show you how serious the issue is." Mordecai handed over to Hatak a copy of the letter to give it to Esther. When Esther got the letter, she was like, "What? All the Jews are to be killed? And it's been signed by King Ahasuerus? Oh no!" Mordecai told Esther in the letter that she should go and plead on behalf of all the Jews so that they do not get killed. She should go to the king and beg him and plead before him so that the Jews can be saved. Esther replied Mordecai that it is not lawful for anyone to go to the palace before the king without he or she being called by the king. Anyone who does that stands the danger of being killed. It's that serious. And the king has not called me in the past 28 days. Mordecai replied Esther, "If you do not go and plead on behalf of all of us, do not think that you would escape being killed because you're in the palace. You and your family will be killed if you do not go, and God will send a deliverer for us from somewhere else." When Hatak delivered Mordecai's response to her, Esther was in a dilemma. She thought within herself, "If I do not go before the king, I stand a chance of being killed. If I go before the king, I still stand a chance of being killed. Either way, there is death hanging on both ways." So she decided. She sent messages to Mordecai and told him that he should gather all the Jews and that they should fast for her for 3 days. No water, no drink. She and her maidens too would fast for 3 days. No water, no drink. And on the third day, she was going to go before the king. And if she dies, she dies. That was a brave decision. If I perish, I perish for the people that she cherished. So on the third day after the 3 days fast, she put on her royal apparel like the queen, dressed beautifully, and then went before the king's gates. I'm sure in her mind, there was a battle between fear and faith. What if I get killed? What if the king doesn't respond to me? What would happen? Another voice said, "Don't worry, nothing would happen to you. Don't worry, just go, nothing would happen to you." So finally, she appeared before the king. And when the king saw her, was he mad at her? Did he take off the crown royal from her like he did to Vashti? I'm really interested in knowing what happened next. And I'm sure you too. But we're going to stop the story here for tonight. I'll be telling you what happened in the next episode. So keep watching, keep listening, invite others, invite your friends, tell your parents that you want to know what happened next. And I'll surely show you what happened next. It's really, really intriguing. You'll be amazed at how things turned out for Esther. But for tonight, good night. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Rest. Sweet dreams. Correction, please. Esther was not called by the king for 30 days and not 28 days. Thank you.